notice in the heavenly realm. Go ahead. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realms of power in existence. He is gloriously what? Enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in what? That is coming. Give me, I didn't give you all this scripture, but give me Colossians 1:15 in the same translation to Passion. Give me that one. We got time. Because we're about to say something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Colossians 1:15. If you don't have it, I got it here. He is what? The divine portion? Portrait, like a picture, you know. Portrait. He is what? Divine portrait. The true likeness of the invisible God. I want y'all to hear this now. He is what? Talking about Jesus. See, he just talked about he raised, what power he released to raise him from the dead, right? Now, he is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, the who? Firstborn heir of all creation. He is the firstborn heir of how much? All creation. Keep going. For in him was what? For in him was created the universe of things. Both where? In the heavenly realm and on the earth. All that is seen and all that is unseen. Every seat of power, y'all hear, are y'all listening? Every seat of what? Every seat of power, realms of government, principality, and authority, it all exists through him and for his purpose. Governments has no authority to tell us what to do. He is the head. You know what the government have authority to do, and we should respect the stop sign out there, the red light out there, the speed limit, and those things like that. But when it comes down to spiritual things, he has no right to tell me when I can worship and when I cannot worship. And when he tried to do that, he's overstepping his boundary. That was not what the government was created for. Jesus is the head of this.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And so we got to be like Paul, like Peter, like John, like the church in the beginning. Those religious people try to tell them what to preach and what not to preach. What did they do? They kept right on preaching what Jesus told them. They put them in jail, they kept right on preaching.
Amen.
They killed some of them, they kept right on preaching. Because they have no right. And we must come to the place in this hour that we do not allow Satan to interfere with the commission we have received from the head of the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
this defeated mammon system that is here trying to dictate to you and bring you under its control when you and I have been delivered from it, because Colossians 1:12, 13, and 14 tells us so plainly, especially verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and did what? Translate us into the kingdom of his dear son. That means they have no authority. So we rise up in this hour. It's time for the church to shine. It's time for the church to, because God, Jesus, is about to do a ridiculous thing in this earth, in the church. And we just might as well get ready. They're the believers. There's about to be some transfer of things, wealth, and property, position. We are about to be partakers of them and be in charge of them, because this hour is critical to the preaching of the gospel, and the church at large has been messing around. And God don't have time to fool around with religious folks. He's looking for some spiritual people. Some people that he can reveal his light to in. So we can walk in this in the hour. There's too much harvest in the field. And if it don't get rescued, it's going to ruin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Back to Ephesians chapter 1. Give me verse 21 again. I'll finish up at verse 22, and then we got to move on. Hallelujah. 21. And now he's exalted as first above every ruler. See? Every what? Ruler. He's exalted first above every ruler. Authority, government, realm of power in existence. He is gloriously what? Enthroned over every name that ever praised, not only in this age, but also what? But in the age that is coming. Keep going. And he alone, who? He alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church.